My name is Ines, and I will tell you my story. The story of my grandparents. The story of millions before us and millions after us. A story of peace and war, endings and new beginnings, despair and optimism. A story of survival, dignity and compassion. Everything flows, said Heraclitus, the ancient Greek philosopher, in 500 BC. The voices in this podcast are mine. The stories are the truth of my family, a truth I carry. My name is Albert Saltiel. When the Nazis invaded Thessaloniki, I was only 7 years old. My family and I were sent in a ghetto, where my mother died. In the winter of 1942, we escaped. My father could only find one fake ID to take the train to Athens and hide. It took us 8 days, the longest week of my life. Every 1 or 2 hours, Nazis came, stopping the train for checks. My sister and I had to hide under the train, climbing out the window. I remember the relief I felt when my father would stomp on the floor, notifying us to come up. I knew he was not arrested. He was not dead. We arrived in Athens, leaving everything behind, losing our home, my mother, my innocence. My name is Nelly Papatsoni. It was September 6th, 1955, in my home in Istanbul. I was having dinner with my parents, brother, and sister. I was the eldest. First heard gunshots, then shouts of angry people, then windows breaking, people shouting despair. I closed the lights and stayed in silence. My father left to bring help. People banged on our doors, trying to break it, calling us awful names, telling us to go back to our country, our country. My father came back with his close friend Adnan, who was Turkish. He stood outside our house and yelled at the hundreds of people outside to leave us alone. That day, more than 4,000 stores, 1,000 houses, 27 schools, and 73 churches were destroyed. Hundreds of people were killed or injured. My entire family would forever be traumatized. Within the week, we left and went to Athens to restart our lives. My name is Fania Saltiel. I married Albert in 1967 and followed him to the Democratic Republic of Congo, then called Zaire. He went there with his father and sister after the end of World War II, after losing everything they had during the war. We lived there for a few years and he owned a shop. It was around 9 o'clock in the morning of May 1974. 3 armed men came into the store. Albert was in there. They said, "Leave now and give us the keys of your store and safety box. I'm the new owner of the shop." It was dreadful. We sold all our belongings in the streets to get food. One day we were told that a plane from Red Cross would land in 3 hours. We could only take one bag per family. Only women and children could leave. Albert was allowed to leave 6 months after. Human history spans for 13,000 years. Water has always flowed from one place to another, and so have we. These are not only my stories. I heard similar ones in the Kurdish refugee camps where I volunteer. People like my family who were forced to leave their countries and lost everything just because they had a different ethnicity or religion. But they never gave up. It is because of the backs I've climbed on, I'm here today, able to enjoy my life. These unsung heroes' stories, whether they're my family or yours, deserve to be honored. Everything flows. Life is a river. It flows, it's ever evolving. The more it changes, the more it remains the same.